Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Morgan. I'm calling on behalf of my mother, Loretta Joyce, who's here with me, and she's got two charges on her Capital One card that she did not authorize. And Capital One told me to call you guys directly.
Yes, and what was the first and last name on the account?
Loretta Joyce, Joyce. And what's the name of the company or the account?
We're a third-party call center. Could you verify the mailing address?
I'm sorry, what was the name of the company?
We are a third-party call center. We represent for
Oh,
multiple
okay.
companies.
I got you. The mailing address is 425 Pruitt Drive, Fieldale, Virginia, 24089.
Do you see this was a sweepstakes that was entered for a KitchenAid mixer? Whenever that sweepstakes is entered, you do have to be enrolled in my Factory Direct Savings Store. There would have been a credit voucher that was emailed to the number 7LOJO at Comcast.net. Are you familiar with that email address?
That is the correct email address. So she
and a
should
phone
have
number of
gotten.
276-673-1458.
That's correct.
You don't recall doing the $574 entry fee for that KitchenAid mixer or doing any surveys and trying to claim the KitchenAid mixer at the end of that survey? It would have
No,
been on July 18th.
No, and she would have gotten an email on July 18th confirming that?
That's correct.
All right, hold on. Let me go back and search through her emails. What day was the 18th Monday? And Taylor Talbot. Who would the email have been from?
So that would have come from support at getamazingproductstoday.com.
Support at getamazingproducts. No, I don't see that in her mailbox. Let me check.
Yes, so it does look like that contest was entered with that email address as well as that phone number. If your mother does not recall entering that contest or doing any surveys and trying to claim a KitchenAid mixer, they can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud.
Yes. We would like to do that because I'm looking in her junk mail. There's nothing there from support.
Yes, and we do have to let you know we do submit those claims for fraud to the local authorities. The prosecutor whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify that you and Nordy household authorized C-574 for the entry fee of that KitchenAid mixer.
That's correct. No one did that.
When I did go ahead and submit that claim for fraud, the investigation takes 24 hours. A refund will post back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, wonderful. All right, is there a number or reference number or anything?
My cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 26104437-1.
What was the $56.95 for?
Whenever that contest is entered, you could have to be in our Factory Direct Savings. That's where they picked the winners from.
So why was she charged $56?
That charge was declined.
Right, it was because we said we didn't make it. But what the question is, what was it for?
It was for the contest that was entered. When you enter that contest, you have to be in our subscription. That's where they pick the winners from. But it was all started from a contest that was entered for a KitchenAid mixer for $5.74 on July 18th.
Okay, yeah, we got no email from anybody on the 18th. Support at what? What was the email address?
It would have come from support at getamazingproductstoday.com.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just making notes. All right, and so she will hear back from you within how many days?
You can give us a call back in 24 hours, but a refund post back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks for customer support. You have a great day.
You too.